Year in review. As we begin a new year, the NOTL Local is looking back at some stories and photos we published throughout 2024. This was originally published on September 25, 2024. Located at the tip of the Bruce Peninsula and offshore in the waters surrounding Tobermory, Ontario, these two national parks have, in recent years, become extremely popular. Whether hiking the trails to see stunning scenery, snorkeling or diving on a number of shipwrecks, or enjoying family and friends while camping at Cypress Lake, great memories can be made while visiting these parks. Another attraction, however, and one that may be overlooked is the wonderful visitor center located just off HWY-6 in Tobermory. Staff at the center are able to assist with questions and provide very useful information while visiting. A tower is located there which provides a magnificent view of the area. Three hiking paths also originate at the center. Inside the center, the displays provide a glimpse of many of the unique features available within the two parks. I was particularly interested in seeing the displays related to the history of the area, especially the diving and the shipwrecks. One particularly interesting one is looking down on the remains of an actual shipwreck that had been excavated in Griffin Cove some time ago. Also, old diving gear is on display, and even some of my own older underwater camera equipment that I donated to the center can be found in a drawer in the shed. The old gear is fascinating to re-examine. In fact, it's hard to believe we actually used some of it. Another fascinating display is that of Ori Vale's Net Shed Museum. Ori Vale was a resident of the area who welcomed visitors to the Tobermory docks. He had a wealth of information about local history and collected and displayed relics of the past. Following his death, the collection and indeed his net shed museum itself was acquired by the park. Finally out of storage after many years, the net shed museum and his collection were incorporated into the new visitors center. It is, I feel, an amazing collection, well displayed to thoroughly speak to the history of the area. Several other displays examine the local geology, and there are films to be watched that also inform visitors of the beautiful nature of this special area of Ontario. Visiting this feature of the park is certainly worthwhile, especially with families.